It's This Week in Classical Music, an update on what's happening in the classical music world. I'm Randy Kinkle. Dame Kiri Takanawa has told BBC Radio that she plans never to sing in public again. The 73-year-old singer stopped performing about a year ago, but had not announced her actual retirement until just now. Dame Kiri has appeared at all the world's major opera houses and concert halls in a career that spanned 50 years now. She made her name in 1971 when she was cast as the Countess in The Marriage of Figaro at Covent Garden. 600 million people heard her sing Let the Bright Seraphim by Handel at the wedding of the Prince and Princess of Wales in 1981. Her focus now, she says, is to train the future stars of opera through her own foundation. And she was just honored with a Lifetime Achievement Award at the Gramophone Classical Music Awards. The Marriage of Figaro has been voted the greatest opera ever written in a BBC Music Magazine poll of 172 of the world's greatest opera singers, including tenor baritone Placido Domingo, Kiri Takanawa, and Renee Fleming. Mozart's comic opera received twice the votes than the runner-up Puccini's La Boheme did. Written in 1786 in just 6 weeks, Figaro has gone on to become one of the most performed operas in history. Singers said they chose the opera for its momentum, fine ensemble writing, and rich portrayal of humanity. Renee Fleming said, "No matter how many times I sing this opera, I am always completely stunned how little people have changed since Mozart's time in terms of relationships and the maneuvering that they do." Some newly published research finds that women perceive men as more attractive and desirable when their faces are paired with classical music. In the study published in the online journal PLOS-1, women looked at a series of 40 professionally photographed members of the opposite sex and rated each face for attractiveness, their level of interest in dating that person. When the image was paired with a 25-second excerpt of Romantic-era piano music by Brahms, Liszt, and Chopin, women rated the men as more attractive and more dateable. These results generally support the idea that music may play a role in women's social behavior in a mating context, say researchers. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website kbok.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, join us every weekday at noon with Linda Cassidy for the Most Wanted Hour, playing your top 100 picks in classical music. I'm Randy Kinkle for This Week in Classical Music.